unscripted, unedited, uneducated, unconventional, uncensored. Welcome to Illumination Podcast.
Welcome.
Got to say something.
Oh, hello.
New opening.
New intro.
Dog shit.
That took me ages.
It's all right. Well, you carry on.
I am Bob, your host. I'm here with my dad, Dave.
Hello.
And oh, that was music. That was wrong button.
What's going on?
And it's on a loop now.
No, it's oh yeah. I heard you say it the last time.
That's my ringtone now.
You must be joking.
Got its own button, I love it. And Cousin Pauline, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Did you enjoy my new intro?
Yeah, I was quite impressed. Oh. I didn't think it'd be as good as that. It's better than what I was expecting. Not saying you're shit.
That's exactly how it comes across, isn't it? I really, really thought that was going to be shit, because every else you do shit.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
That's
Bob.
We're far too early for that many shits.
I just didn't know what to expect, but I liked it, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well done. 8 out of 10.
That fell down very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
Any news this week? Anything happening?
No, I've been in Hastings.
How is it? How are they?
Wet.
Oh, yeah, it's been raining. You've been away, Dave, haven't you? Oh, yeah, you were away the last one.
We've been down to Tenterton today. We had to drop wife's Mercedes in at the Mercedes. Well, when I say Mercedes, it's a smart car. But Mercedes do make them. We had to drop that down at Maidstone, and we went on to Tenterton for a bit of breakfast, walk around.
And
very nice.
Was it full English?
Yeah, not a big one, though. Not a great big monster.
No, it's a smart car.
But they made the biggest mistake everyone makes is putting the tomato, a real tomato. To me, you have tomato or beans. You don't have both.
Oh, yeah, you don't do beans.
But if you put both, they put the tomato right in the middle of the beans. That's just...
I like both.
You're not together, stuck together. And
I like it.
Just get them over the other side. Yeah, they put your toast on top of the breakfast.
I don't eat beans. Bring it on a separate plate.
Oh, yeah, toast, separate plate. I like bread and butter as well. I'll have a mix.
Mm.
Fried slice as well. Just a bread sandwich. Yes, question from Pauline.
Yeah.
She put her finger up, that's why.
See, now I don't eat beans, but isn't beans in a tomato sauce? And if a tomato's in the middle, would that just all taste the same? Does that matter?
So you think a real tomato grilled is the same as the sauce you get with baked beans?
Probably not, but it's not too off the scale.
It's a million miles away.
All right.
It's in the same family.
You needed a barrier.
Like us, you know, complete opposites. I'm quite smart and funny.
I don't think we are complete opposites.
I think we're
quite alike. You're
in,
quite...
In what way?
Oh, you know, your girly ways. We're not as opposite as you think.
It's funny because I thought you was going to be shit as well.
Do they have baked beans in the States? Do they eat baked beans in the States?
I don't know.
I mean, I've been there a couple of times. I don't think I've ever seen baked beans used like they are here with every meal.
They have them things, biscuits. But it's not actually a biscuit. Shut up, you're taking the piss. When I went there for the breakfast...
Hang on, we're talking about America just for breakfast.
I could have a lovely breakfast.
We're talking about beans here and you've just gone on the biscuits.
No, it's a breakfast.
No, I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, you don't have it in the daytime with a cup of tea. You have it in the morning with your breakfast on the side and it's called a biscuit. But it actually looks like what we call a scone.
Yeah.
Scone.
Yeah.
Is it scone or scone?
Scone. Scone.
Fastest cake, isn't it? Scone.
Cream or jam first?
Other dad jokes are available.
Cream or jam?
Yeah. Do you put your cream on and then the jam, or do you put your
jam on? I've never had cream in a scone before.
What?
You have jam and butter in a scone, surely.
Have you never been to Cornwall and had a cream tea? You have a pot of cream and a pot of jam.
A clotty cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's...
Oh, my God, you are missing right out.
No, I'm not.
You're the woman who don't eat beans. The greatest food ever invented.
No, cream.
You can have it cold, hot, out of the tin, on toast. You can have it with anything.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I actually can't.
Clotted cream is just a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah, it is. It's No, a scone with your clotted cream in your jam.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, you see it outside every restaurant on cafe, don't you?
Yeah.
Clotted cream cheese.
Anyway, a biscuit in America for your breakfast with your bacon and that is...
Yeah, I know when they have a dinner or something, they say, oh, don't forget the biscuits, you know.
Yeah.
What's that, Scouse?
Don't forget the biscuits. Hey, John, don't forget the biscuits.
Name a better biscuit than a bourbon.
I don't do
can't
bourbon.
Can't do it, can you?
Too chocolatey.
A hobnob.
Yes.
Got a good backbone,
the old hobnob.
Yeah. Oh, you can't beat a bourbon.
No, plain chocolate digestive.
How boring.
No, it's lovely in a cup of tea.
Oh, no. I like it. I like one where you can snap it and it's like goo inside. Like caramel.
Like Jaffa cake.
Have you seen the new Jaffa cake? Oh, you moved. I've got excited.
Oh, blimey.
I love Jaffa cake.
Is it a cake?
No, is it a cake? Oh, sorry, Bob. You carry on.
She was like Meg Ryan then, wasn't she?
Sorry, Bob.
I love what she's having.
It's like a donut. It's a round ring with a hole in the middle. You know exactly a ring donut. It's that as a big Jaffa cake. You can buy them singly in their own wrapper.
I'm not sure. I like the idea of this.
Looks
Where good. Do you stand on black pudding?
No one
stands on black pudding, do they?
No, well, Lewis loves...
I bet they don't get black pudding in the States.
No, definitely not. No.
Black pudding's just solid blood, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, Lewis absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
He absolutely loves
it. A full English ain't complete without it. If it turns up, I'm like, oh...
No, but it's just a blood clot.
Can we have the bucket?
Blood clot and chips, please.
It's true, though.
But it is, isn't it? No. That's like eating your own placenta. Am I taking this too far?
Well, that's the end
but
of the show.
Is it not much different? It's a blood.
You sound like Gwyneth Paltrow now.
Yeah.
Well, Pauline, glad to have you on your farewell episode.
Oh, God. I made a mistake.
Placentas. Where are you going?
I put this jumper on before we started.
I did as well. I'm thinking the same. I'm going to entertain the troops. I'm going to take our jumper.
Sing a song.
Shall I sing?
Yeah.
Go on.
There may be trouble. No, I'm joking.
It's only you now. Go on.
I'm not singing.
Yeah, you're moaning in the sun there. You blew it.
Jumpers off, everyone.
Don't strip it up. We need the full Monty.
I'll be down in my pants at the minute.
Right, okay. Headphones on. Right.
I'm back in the room.
Delicate eyes can't take you.
And we're back. That was like the Dream Boys, wasn't it?
No, you saw these six packs.
Oh, God.
We haven't picked a film. We haven't. We go first, Pauline. Oh, here we go.
Shuffled them?
I've just looked.
Mixing them right up.
You can whack your microphone a little bit more. That'd be great.
Oh, it's a good one.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Wayne's World.
Oh, excellent.
I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, me too.
And the winning film is...
Seven.
Great
What's
film.
What's in the box? Well, Wayne's World is through to the next round. Thank you very much. So, obviously, you two aren't going
to
big up Wayne's
Sell it
World.
To us. Sell it
so
to
I
us.
So I might as well. You've got to think, a kid in the 90s is looking for maybe three things. One, familiar faces. Mike Myers. Done. Two.
A girlfriend.
No, that was low on the list.
Was it?
Yeah. You don't even know, do you?
Yeah.
Second one, catchphrases, full of it. Tons of them. Schwing!
What?
Loads of them.
Party time!
She knows them all. See,
like
you hate that film, you know that. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, Foxy and all that. It's a great film. And the third thing you need is a sequel. And that's what you got. Brilliant sequel. Two good films. Just made for that era. Brilliant.
You know the bloke who played Garth?
Yep.
Do you reckon they're his best two films?
I'd say so.
What's his third best?
Has he only been in two then? Am I not getting the joke?
He's been in a few comedies.
He's a bit like the other bloke in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You never see him again, do you?
No.
So they made a remake.
Dana Carvey, I think his name is.
No.
I think he was in quite a few, but yeah, nothing like the heights of Wayne's World.
Can I tell you the only bit in that film that is a bit passable?
Passable.
I've got one piece as well.
So this might be the same bit.
Yeah, go on.
Is the where they're in the car, the Bohemian Rhapsody.
That isn't your bit. I can tell,
and the,
Dave,
the
that isn't
the head. The back, yeah. Because that was, yeah, they kept playing that all the time, didn't they? When
of
that
course,
film
it, yeah, yeah, of course it is.
That, the rest, well.
Do you spend all of your waking moments watching reality TV? Well, you're in good company. I'm Will.
And I'm Marissa. And we're the hosts of Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails, a new weekly podcast that covers the ever so entertaining and cringy world of reality television.
Each week, we'll be raising our glasses and diving into the latest drama and chaos from our favorite reality TV shows.
From 90 Day Fiancé to The Bachelor, we've got all your reality favorites covered.
So grab a drink and join us as we clink our glasses to the hilarious and delightful train wrecks of reality TV.
Subscribe now to Cheers to Chaos Reality TV and Cocktails on your favorite podcast platform.
Oh, God. Okay, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, and so am I, so don't, you know, jump down my throat. What is your bit, Dave? What's your bit?
The only bit that sort of I thought was clever and made me sort of snigger a little bit was where they went for the Scooby-Doo ending. And they pulled them
Oh, that's all right as well. Yeah, that's not bad.
I can't bear Bohemian Rhapsody. I can't.
Oh, so you don't like that song?
I hate that song with a passion. Oh, and I'm in the minority, and I don't know why, but I just do. I don't really like Queen.
Dave, you are unusual, if you don't mind me saying. Because
I do, actually.
Should I go
now? If you say no offence and then say it, doesn't
I'm saying that very personally.
Because,
I'm
no, out. Because your tastes are very sometimes unusual. Sometimes I totally agree with you. But the whole Forrest Gump thing, you don't like that? You don't like Bohemian
Rhapsody? Well, I did like it. You got 49% of the
wrong.
Vote.
Yeah, I take that back. You don't dislike Forrest Gump, but do you see what
but
I mean?
But that's not just me. That's everyone on the planet. You like the same thing as, but not, you know, no one agrees and disagrees 100% with somebody, do they?
Yeah.
No, I find that your opinions, Dave, are sometimes, they're unpredictable. Because somebody who loves music and loves music from that era, you would just assume. I know you, so I know you don't like Queen. But having seen what you like music-wise, Beatles, Rolling Stones and that era, you just think...
Green Day, Oasis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Bands, proper bands. You'd think Queen would be one of those. I mean,
Snoop Dogg.
Drake.
He doesn't know who Drake is.
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Go on in.
He beat the Armada in 1581.
History joke. We've all learnt something, haven't we?
If you had said to me, right, does Dave like Bohemian Rhapsody, I'd have 100% said, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I get that. I understand.
I do like a lot of... I do like...
Do you like any of their songs, Queen?
Not particularly, no. They're the only... On Spotify and iTunes, I haven't got any of their songs.
Not
I've
even.
Got thousands and thousands. My iTunes list is about 12,000 songs, but I just don't do Queen. I find them too anthem-y.
See, I like the one where the one from Shaun of the Dead. You know where they're hitting the zombie to the song.
I don't think I've seen Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, grow up.
Oh.
Don't stop me now. We're having such a good time. Yeah, that's a good song.
We Are the Champions.
We Are the Champions reminds me of Manchester United.
If you
the
stuck me arm back and I had to listen to one, I'd go for It's a Kind of Magic. That's the nearest to a good song for me.
Yeah.
I mean, they are good songs because they're... Millions of people like them. I mean, they're one of the most popular bands of all time.
I went to see
But they just don't do it for me.
Yeah. I went to see We Will Rock You at the theatre. That was good.
You go to the theatre a lot, don't you?
No, this was years ago.
Was it any good?
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I mean, I couldn't watch the film. They made the film back for Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the film.
You've seen it?
No, I can't be asked.
Oh, it's good. I liked it.
I watched the Elton John one while we were away last week.
Rugged Man!
Oh, no, I've not seen that, but I want to see it. Is it good?
I liked it before he got famous, and after that it went a bit funny. It was like a musical. They actually sing to each other, his songs.
I'm out.
I like that sort biopics, of but I don't like musicals.
I do.
The one, Ray Charles's one is good. Jamie Foxx.
Ray, got a few Oscar for that, didn't he?
Really good film that is, yeah. I didn't know anything about his
I didn't mind the Johnny Cash one, that's quite good.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Cash.
My name is Johnny Cash.
Joaquin Phoenix played him.
He shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Just to watch him die. I mean, you've got to be some kind of man, haven't you, to do that.
That name you just said, Joaquin, what's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Is he the one in the Joker? Oh, yeah. I went to cinema to see that.
And
yeah.
Signs.
Oh, I've not seen
Signs. Bit of a strange film, Signs, yeah. Mel Gibson, isn't it?
The Village.
In the Village.
Yeah.
That was when the kids snuggled in.
Snuggled in, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I've heard listen to that episode,
classic,
yeah.
Snuggled in, that was great. I'm selling Wayne's World to you in that fashion. I just like the way that it's kind of like us in a way, where we're making a podcast in our parents' basement, and it's all like us just putting a show together with a very small following, and then a corporate guy comes along and it changes it into this show, and they don't really know what, they don't belong there, do you know what I mean? So they're on this show and they've got green screens and all this kind of stuff, and it's the classic bit where the green screen's behind them and it's putting like American cities up, like Texas, and they're going, howdy howdy howdy, we're in Texas, howdy howdy, and then it goes to somewhere else, and then it goes to we're in Delaware, and they go, oh, we're in Delaware, because nobody knows what they do. Yeah,
I want to like it.
Wayne's World beat Braveheart. Would you have put
it above Braveheart either? No, yeah. I would have put Braveheart through over Wayne's World.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah,
and Seven. Who did Seven beat Casino 3-0?
I've not seen Casino.
Well, you don't need to.
But Seven's a good film.
Yeah, Casino's a good film as well. But it would have beaten the Sun. But Seven, I mean,
yeah.
Always going to get for anyway. Stop the show.
What?
The first ever.
Stop the show. What's
Pauline
going on?
Versus Bob.
Dramatic.
It is.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
Go wait for it to fade out.
Oh, bloody hell. What was I going to take?
You ready?
Pauline versus Bob.
I tell you what I do like, the way you say my name. Pauline.
Pauline.
Versus Bob.
It's a bit scary, though.
Yeah, you know what, they've calmed down. I ain't going to sleep tonight.
Well, what do we have to do?
This is an elimination one. If you get it a right answer, you'll hear. If you get it wrong, oh, hang on, better switch it on, I suppose. And you are out. And that person has won. You one mistake, you're gone.
Oh, well, I'll be out in a minute, Bob,
yeah.
You're right.
1-0. I win.
Right. In 2020.
Who's first?
Do you want a coin?
Yeah, I do. But
I thought you'd start.
She's always interrupting.
I've started, so I'll finish.
Right. In 2020, there was a study of 2,000 adults to find Britain's favourite chocolate bar.
This is yours.
Now. In front of me, I have the top 30. So all you got to do is name one and you carry on. Now, it's a big advantage to go first, I think.
Is it? I mean,
yeah, because you've got a name keeping the guy, ain't
yeah,
you?
So that's...
Oh, is it quick then, fire as well?
No, not quick fire.
Call
tails.
It.
Yeah, heads or tails, Paul, isn't it? Oh, I've never seen
what
this before.
What
do I have to do? Heads. Do you want to go first, Robert?
I'll go first. Yeah, why not?
Right, okay. Right.
And this is UK as well, so for our overseas listeners,
Britain's favourite.
You might not know some of these, but we'll...
I think I know most of them.
We'll fill you in.
Oh, before we start, we've got our 48th download country.
Yeah.
Really?
Finally.
Yeah.
It's been on 47 for a long time.
Yeah, Ukraine. Welcome, Ukraine.
Really? Welcome.
Oh, I get it now.
What?
What?
Sorry, I'm thinking out loud. Carry on.
I can't want to hear this.
Yeah,
because
you
see in that... Right. We've got our little elimination WhatsApp group thingy, haven't we? And when I saw David put, we got number 48 at last, Ukraine.
Oh, he was like, huh?
What's he talking about?
The Eurovision Song Contest.
Ukraine.
And I thought, oh, he's meant to send that to Bob, and he put it in from the
And then I replied and said, that's about time.
I thought, what the hell are they talking about?
Oh, so, God.
Robert, let's have a chocolate bar.
Snickers.
You say Snickers? On the list. And number one on the list, most popular.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that.
Have you tried the Snickers peanut butter?
No.
I've just had one of them. Pretty good, nice. Yeah. Sickly.
Mars.
A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and play.
Does it? Makes it stodgy to me.
Number nine on the list.
Brighton line. Woo woo.
Brighton, what is she talking about? She'd be drinking.
I'm going to go. Now, they're chocolate bars, right?
Yes, yeah, I've said seven times.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
So don't say Goodwill
Hunting.
Quality Street or something like that.
I'll go for Bounty.
Number four list.
That is high. Much higher. Normally people don't like Bounty.
Taste of Paradise, apparently. So the ads tell us.
No, it's coconut.
One of my favourites, Double Decker.
Oh, it's a
Double
good one.
Decker.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it weren't on there then. Oh, he's winding me up. He was, yeah.
15 on the list.
Oh, so many. Toffee Crisp.
Toffee Crisp.
I mean, it's 30. It's got to be there, surely.
What? You are out. No, not on the list.
Toffee Crisp. I can't believe it.
It was either that or Lion Bar.
Lion Bar was there, yeah.
Oh. Is Crunchy on there?
No, that Lion Bar's not on the list.
Oh, you're having a lot.
What about Crunchy?
You just made this list up.
Shall I run through the list quickly? Very quickly.
It's a blank for your paper.
Right, Aero Mint, Bourneville, Cadbury's Dairy Milk, Crunchy, Cadbury's Fruit and Nut, Cadbury's Caramel, Dame, your favourite.
Oh, darn.
Cadbury's Fudge, Flake, Fry's Turkish Delight, Galaxy Bar, Galaxy Ripple, Galaxy Caramel, Kit Kat Chunky, Lindor, Mars, Milky Bar, Milky Way, and you're the Milky Bar kid. Picnic, Snickers, Star Bar, Twix, Twirl, Toblerone, Whisper, and someone's favourite, good, rich and thick, a milk chocolate brick, Yorkie and me rolling on.
Oh, I don't even
Not
know
for
that
girls.
Song. That's why I don't know it.
Yeah, boys only.
Yeah, boys only.
Yeah.
I could have carried on going a long time.
Yeah.
I must admit, I thought that would have been there,
Toffee Crisp,
though.
I mean. But there are some. But then to have Aero, then Aero Min, Kit Kat Chunky, I mean, it's too. That's too long.
Hang on. Scoreboard.
Oh,
Bob
God.
Versus Pauline. 1-0.
Yes.
That was
Pauline versus Bob.
Now, talking about the Milky Bar, it did teach me when I was a kid that you can buy friends with chocolate.
I never know what you're going to come out with.
What
do you mean?
That's a fact. Well, you think about it. In the advert, nobody wants to play with a little specky kid, do they? Then he dresses up as a cowboy and he's got a bag full of chocolate. Now everybody wants a bit of that, right? So that's how... Yeah.
They don't want him. They just want his chocolate.
Yeah, I know. I modelled my life on that. I used to go to the sweet shop and I used to nick money out of Dave's wallet and then go to the sweet shop on the way to work when I was 35. I go to the sweet shop on the way to school.
I wonder where that £3 went from 1988.
£3, yeah, right. That's one flump. So let's put it out there. You hate Wayne's World, Pauline.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a pure hatred.
No, it's
so
not.
You have seen it. You have seen it.
Yeah, I watched it recently to remind myself
that it was rubbish.
Bad it was.
I wish I hadn't. I was thinking, oh, for God's sake. Well, I must. Well, hate's a strong word, but I didn't enjoy a second of it. Apart from, like Dave said, the Scooby Doo bit at the end. I did smile, and I do.
If you hated it, I'm surprised you got all the way through it. To be fair,
research professional.
I was doing my homework.
Yeah, true.
And take Dave, it very seriously.
You didn't see it in the '90s at all.
Yeah, I saw it when it first came out.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't like it. And then I watched it again recently, and I didn't like it.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's got that kind of
Marmite,
like a Jim Carrey kind of wackiness to it. But also with the background of like Naked Gun. Do you know where Leslie Nielsen and this stuff going on in the background and all that? It's got that kind of tongue in cheek because they talk to the camera, don't they?
I don't think so.
Well, that's just poo-pooed that. Wow.
I don't think it's anything like Naked Gun.
I'm saying two kind of...
Naked Gun's like
Gun's
Airplane.
Funny.
Oh. If you're listening,
you
Mike Myers...
you needed Mike here for this one, didn't you, really?
No, it's your opinion. You're here, it's your...
They're just annoying. They're so annoying.
Whoa, I got $5,000.
Yeah, a recipe case.
Yeah. Okay, well. Well, moving on to seven then.
To be honest, I don't even know how it got to this stage, Wayne's World. I didn't even
get all right, we're moving on now. We've already been cutting off.
Sister Act and all them.
Oh, gross. Come on.
Are you saying it's the worst film out of all 64?
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt.
Wow.
Without even...
It's worse than Ace Ventura.
Yeah. And I don't like that much.
Oh, God.
Blimey.
Do you think then, so then, Dave? Do you not think it's the worst one?
It's close. It's there. It's in the relegation zone, without a shadow of a doubt.
But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the weakest of the 32 that got through the first round.
It is.
In my opinion, not in your opinion.
Not in my opinion, no.
No, you love it.
Could you see that in the last 16, then? Do you think it'd be deserved to be in the last 16?
What, Wayne's World? I'm telling you, if the squad was me and Mike and somebody...
Which?
Quite possibly, because as soon as you start, as soon as you, because I was, I'll tell you what, right, this is exactly the thing. I got cast to be in this short film, a student film, right, and it was about two guys and whatever, and that we had to do a scene in front of a green screen. And it's one of those things where we stood, me and this bloke, I didn't know him, we was first day on set, we stood in front of this green screen waiting for everyone to set up, and he looked at me and went, "We're in Delaware," like, and I got it, and we just, and instantly we just had this connection. We spoke about Wayne's World, talking about it and laughing, and it's one of those things that if you have both seen it and you both have that love for it, you can bond over it. It's like two people meeting. It's like when Simon Pegg first met Nick Frost, and he did a reference to Star Wars that only Nick Frost got, so they bonded over that. And nobody else.
So it didn't have to be Wayne's World to bond. It could be any film.
No, but it could. Yeah, but there's obviously films. It's like it's not niche, but I would say it's like if I met somebody and they said, "Oh, Stand By Me is my favourite film." I'd say, "Me too." Oh my God, yeah, it's a bit. And you know, and we'd start a conversation. It was straight away. I didn't know this guy from Adam. I didn't know anything about him.
Broke the ice.
Just as soon as we stood in front of a green screen, that's what came to his head, and then I knew what was going on.
Lucky you knew what he was talking about, because you'd have thought, what is it?
Yeah, that's true. Weirdo.
What a knobhead. What's he on about?
But yeah, it was a chance he took, and yeah, it was a great moment. But I do think it's a little bit... I think you had to be a certain age in the 90s to kind of get Wayne's World, The Mask... you know, these wacky, you know...
But I'm not that much older than you, really.
Oh, God, I'm so tempted to say something there.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, I know, but you was like the cool kids, weren't you? You was...
Yeah.
I couldn't keep a straight face when I said that. Sorry.
I was one of the cool kids.
I was the cool kid. I wasn't until I had a bag full of Milky Bars. okay, we've established that, you know, 2/3 of this table don't like Wayne's World. So moving on to seven. Dave?
I think seven's a brilliant film.
Did you watch it when it came out?
I'll see it at the pictures when it came out with my two friends, which Mike finds totally weird, but I can't see what he's on about. Yeah, the thing I remember about it, the first thing that sticks in my mind is the opening about half hour. It's absolutely torrential rain, and it's hard to hear what the actors are actually saying because of the drawing that
really,
you know, it's
heavy.
Like the cinema with the old surround sound and all that. But yeah, I mean, it's a great film. I think it's of that genre, it's right up there with anything in history. I think it's that good.
Pauline, did you watch it when it came out?
No, I watched it. Well, I didn't watch it recently. I watched it about a year ago, so I have seen it, but I hadn't seen it before then.
Oh, okay. And is it? I mean, I'm always interested to know your son. How old is Lewis?
Lewis is 22 and absolutely he loves it.
Oh, so yeah,
he was
the
one that told me to watch it.
Oh,
what about Wayne's World? Did you like Wayne's World?
No,
no. Why do we keep going back to this?
No,
nobody likes it. All right, grow up. I love it. But I it interests me the sort of films that do travel sort of down the... Because if you didn't show it to him, how did he come to kind of know...
Well, Seven or Wayne's World?
Seven,
yeah. I don't know. He said to me.
That's what I mean. And these films just do, don't they? They get like a...
Yeah, it's a great, great film.
Yeah, I hate the bit with the prostitute and the thing he gets specially made... That the guy wears and that I can't stand that scene. when the bloke's sitting and he's just like, get this thing off me, get this thing off. All the rest of it, I really like the dirty, kind of gritty.
The old cinema jumped out. Everyone was touching the ceiling when that bloke, they thought was dead, suddenly went,
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. And he had a picture for every day he was there. And
he was starving him, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like gluttony. And when he makes the big fat guy that's in the chair,
keep eating.
He makes him eat like the little shavings from the fridge.
Yeah, from the fridge.
And then
behind
the fridge is, it's just really, it's so well done. And I always sort of forget that Kevin Spacey is the guy. You know, because it's not about him really all the way through.
And yet, no, he don't come into it about halfway through, does he?
And he walks in the police station, doesn't he, with his hands up. I think you're looking for me. Yeah, it's brilliant. It really is. And then
Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt are great in this film.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Brad Pitt's good in all films, I think.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Yeah, he's because he's the pretty boy. He is a bit underrated as an actor.
Yeah, but I think a lot of actors find it hard to kind of, I think I've said this before, is bridge that gap when they are the pretty boy. Like Leo was in Titanic, the floppy hair. Brad Pitt was in Meet Joe Black. And then all of a sudden, it kind of switches and they're Fight Club and Snatch and, you know, and all that kind of, it switched. Matthew McConaughey did the same. Matthew McConaughey's, he's
Dallas Buyers Club.
All right. He's that guy.
I find him a bit.
No.
He's the same person in every film.
He's in Wolf of Wall Street. He does the.
Wolf of Wall Street.
He's the one that.
I know him now.
Yeah. He did a load of rom coms before, like Failure to Launch and.
I won't put McGonaghy in the same bracket as Pitt and.
No. But I'm DiCaprio. It's just another example of somebody who's gone from rom coms. And I saw an interview with Matthew McGonaghy, and he said, all of a sudden, I was a good idea. Somebody decided to cast me in something else that wasn't a rom-com with Sarah Jessica Parker or whoever, and it just went on from there. But, yeah, I think when you're sort of tarred with that, it's maybe difficult to get out of it, but the good ones do. And Brad Pitt is one of them, one of the best.
He is. But did you like Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I like that.
Did. I'm holding off because I've watched it when it first came out on Sky or whatever. And my missus hasn't seen it, so I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it one after the other.
Yeah.
So I want to wait till she says, yeah, okay, let's watch it tonight. But I know she'll love it. It's just sometimes it's like getting blood from a stone trying to get her to sit down. And
I like it when he drives the car home and he thinks he's made it home okay.
Yeah.
And he goes out to see the guy. Total wreck.
I only watched that for the first time about 6 months ago. Yeah,
such
it's really good.
You'll have to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's a good film as well.
Is that Leonardo then?
Both of them, yeah. Oh, Brett Pitt and.
I watched the scene with the Bruce Lee scene on YouTube the other day.
Yeah, he's
great.
Good. Bruce Lee.
You got to get the references though to the 60s stuff.
Yeah, I think anybody would. I mean, it's only the. I mean, I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but it's the family part of it as well.
Charles
it's,
Manson.
Yeah, it's the Manson part that
and
a lot
Bruce,
of people didn't
Bruce
get.
Lee.
I think
everyone knows Bruce Lee.
Yeah. It's just really good. He's talking about if Muhammad Ali came at me, I'd be like, and he's talking to loads of people on a set, and Bruce Lee's like, yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that. And Brad Pitt's just leaning on a car and he just laughs.
Yeah, it's best if she watches the
scene. Yeah, no, and I'm just saying. And then they kind of have a little thing, and it's just really well done.
I'll give it a
you
try.
Do see him as Bruce Lee as well, which is really good casting. I mean, Seven, did you, at the end, obviously spoilers, was you thinking, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him? or don't shoot him, or do shoot him. Because he is that's the last of the seven deadly sins, is wrath. Because he's got his girlfriend's head in a box.
Yeah, this is the head in the box situation, yeah. Isn't it? And shoot him.
because
that was awful, that bit.
His work is complete if he shoots him.
Yeah. How could they convict anyone who does shoot him? And he's just killed his wife and he's put his work.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd never get convicted for that, would you?
No.
Surely.
No, he did say, because there's a bit where he's in the car, isn't he? With the window up and he's just sort of there. And somebody, Morgan Freeman, speaking to the chief or whoever, and he says, we'll look after him or something like that. Because he's retiring, isn't he?
Yes, right. Yeah. Freeman.
Yeah.
So is this hard for you?
It is quite hard. Yeah, I mean, I know which way I'm going to go. I knew as soon as they came out, but it's closer than used to, definitely. I don't want to.
I'm 99.9 versus 0.1.
Yeah, me too. I'm exactly the same.
100%. Well, we'll do a.
Get it off your chest.
Oh, let me get it ready. Right, okay. Are we ready, everyone?
I'm ready.
To be calmed.
Calmed.
Oh, I've got to turn it up.
Hi guys, my biggest bugbear is you go in someone's toilet and the toilet roll is round the wrong way. It's got to be hanging over, not under. That really pisses me off.
Wow, she means that.
She meant that, didn't she?
That really pisses me off. Do you want to explain who that is?
Yeah, this is my friend Mandy.
Mandy!
And that really pisses her off.
It does. I mean, I get it. I mean, I will put it round the right way.
Well, she says if she goes to other people's houses and uses their loo, if they haven't got it that way round, she will change it.
I thought you were going to say she won't flush.
No, she's not that bad.
She'll go in the bath.
I'm bad.
Dave, does it bother you?
I'm aware of it. And I definitely think it should go over and under. But I can't say it over bothers me. I don't lose sleep over it. But if it's... I mean, some of them are sort of locked in, aren't they?
Yeah.
But if I would turn around the right way without a shadow of a doubt. Because that's the way it goes.
Yeah, but sometimes, like you say, sometimes if it's a new role and you haven't used it yet...
Sometimes you put it that way around to annoy me, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I've been there quite a few times and I thought, oh, silly bastard.
He thinks I do loads of stuff. He goes to the drawer sometimes.
Well, you do that on purpose.
I've got to keep him on his toes, haven't I? He's retired now. I've got to give him something to keep his mind busy. But he thinks that I do things just to wind him up.
I bet you're right.
I mean, I did that. That is true.
He does. My favourite pens are Bic Biros.
They're
the greatest pen in history. They're one of the great inventions of this world.
The Bic Biro.
But
up there with the wheel.
They've got to have the cap on, the lid. They're, like that, they're ugly.
Well, they can't see what you're doing, though. He's taking the lid off.
They've taken the lid off.
Right back to being a kid about you.
Oh, hello, this is... Go on,
no,
I need this.
For you saying that, you've just taken me right back, and I'm sure I haven't dreamt this.
Oh, no.
You're going to look all right.
Go on.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, go on.
There's nothing bad. But when we was kids, I'm sure you collected pencils.
Yeah, that's right.
I did.
I remember every holiday we went on as a family, we had to race around every shop to get a pencil for Dad.
Yeah, with the name of wherever it is, isn't it? Yeah.
No, that one's not good enough. Let's go to the next shop. We're all struggling to the next shop.
I didn't know you'd done that.
Yeah, Mum would be looking in it. Right, no, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. You holding that pen up.
Yeah, loads of them. Yeah, where are they now, Dave?
In the loft.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, where my God.
I thought he was going to throw them
you
away.
You'll have to take a photo of them.
The pencil collection is still around.
There's about 1,000 of them up there, I think.
Bloody hell. Isn't it weird? I've got a flashback there.
TV shows, name places. I've even got American football ones. My American football team is Buffalo Bills. And I've got a Jim Kelly throwing the bomb pencil.
You've got ones that are in weird shapes as well.
Weird shapes.
Mum used to like any ordinary pencil with just the name on. It had to be something a bit...
Yeah, flamboyant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was just a phase we went through and then we stopped.
Wait, did you say we? It was you.
Did wifey do it with you then?
No, it was you, Dave. You was all
she
day long.
She did it as well.
No.
It was a team
she
effort.
She bought them. I
Mum never
them
said we need to get Wifey a pencil. It was always
Dave.
Dave
oh, yeah,
pencil.
But yeah.
Dave will be livid if you don't get him a pencil with a lid.
We're going back to the big biro.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, go on.
The big biro must have a lid on. It just must. It's not complete.
It's like a soldier without a
take the lid off and it's just nothing. But put that lid back on. It's a thing of beauty. And when Bob uses my... when Bob uses my
big... this is rubbish, by the way.
When
this
Bob uses my big biros, right?
Yeah.
When I go back to use them again, no lid. And he does it deliberately.
I've never ever...
Why do you go dry if you don't put the lid back on?
I have never ever taken a lid off.
What they did.
Now, this is
on felt tip.
This is on record. I've never ever taken a big pen lid off and thrown it away and put the pen without a lid back in the drawer just to spite you.
Well, I've got to tell you, I've got to tell everyone, your nose has just hit the wall on the other side of the room.
I bet you're right.
That's because I got it from you, Dave.
It's sort of thing a person... who puts the toilet roll deliberately on the wrong way round would do.
Well, saying that, sometimes, as I was going to say, the toilet roll, if you put a new one on and you don't use it, it's attached, isn't it? So you don't always know which way round it is. So that may be 40% of the reason why it's round the wrong way.
And can I just say something?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a podcast. Feel free.
This is to my son. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, do
Lewis,
it.
Lewis, why is it always my job to get, you know, the toilet roll, the
cardboard bit?
The cardboard bit. Oh, when there's a new toilet roll, the new toilet roll is on the toilet roll holder, but the cardboard bit's on the side. Why is it not in the bin? Why is it my job? If he's changed it, why can't he take... We've got a bin in the bathroom. Why can't
Oh, you're posh.
Why can't he put the thingy in
well,
the bin?
Well, I've got a theory.
It's my job every
I've got
time.
A theory.
I've used that out of desperation.
I've got...
When
I've been to a public toilet, I've looked down, there's only about two bits left, so I've sort of... open that up and give that a go.
What, the cardboard?
What else do you do?
You've got a handbag with a tissue in it.
I've got a handbag.
Women have tissues in a handbag nine times out of ten.
Yeah, well, I
sometimes I reach under the other cubicle and grab the guy's trouser leg. I have a receipt. A receipt, that's my technique. Always have a big receipt in your wallet.
What, in your pocket?
In your wallet. No, pocket. Boots are good for it.
Use a tenner.
You've never been caught out then?
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time, a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to, before I got it treated, I had IBS. I take stuff for it now, but I had IBS.
Oh,
so I used to get caught
shit.
Short.
Oh, shit. A
lot. Yeah, shit, yeah. There's a lot of that.
Oh, no.
So receipt in the thing. Obviously, usually there's tissue, but yeah.
Oh. It had to be for the weekly shop, couldn't it? Wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't that could?
No, Boots give you like four.
Yeah, they do. They give you
like a barcode.
And then you've got your Boots.
They're thinking, they're saying, oh, there's 10% off. I'm thinking, yeah, I'll use the 10%, love. Don't worry about that.
So you've never used anything else? That's your main.
No, I'll use toilet roll if it's there.
No, I don't. I don't want the
take
toilet
out
roll.
A wad of work.
I'd be toolbox once and use sandpaper. That makes your eyes water. A bit of emery cloth.
Yeah. And if there's no paper, no receipt, what do?
Use your hand. No, I don't know. What do you?
Socks.
It's not happened to me.
Socks. They are life's toilet roll.
What do you do with the sock?
Anything you want. Usually hang it up on the door for the next
You're
guy to
disgusting.
Use.
Disgusting. I hope that's a joke.
Use it for the next guy to use. I have done that in a drunken kind of.
You really
know.
Have? I thought it was
I have that once. Once that happened. Because I thought it'd be funny for the next guy.
You wiped your ass on a sock and hung the sock on the door. Oh,
yes,
that'd be funny.
Yeah. Well, you're laughing. So. But yeah, I was drunk and it was just a drunken sort of silly thing. But I often think about that sock.
Where is it now?
Still there, probably. I'll go back one day. Charing Cross. Don't forget, Rivet Plumbing Matters, handling your shit for you. Well, this is... did we do the...
That was Mandy.
Yeah, it was Mandy. Get it off your chest. Thank you very much, Mandy. I think I speak for everyone where that is... We understand your frustration there.
Yeah, we understand your pain. Yeah.
But with your son Lewis, I had a theory. Maybe he'd been watching Blue Peter and he needed to collect them to make something.
I'm sure he'd be pleased when he hears this.
Yeah, he is four, isn't he? Yeah, he's...
See, I reckon if I didn't put that one on the bin, if I thought, right, I'm not going to do it, I'm just going to wait, there'd be 25 of them.
Oh, yeah, Mum used to do that to
you
us.
You should do that as an experiment.
I'm going to do that, yeah.
Mind you, you might listen to this.
Oh, we will, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Mum used to do it. She was like, I'm not. What? I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. You think? Yeah, I'll last longer than you, love. Go on. It'll annoy you more than it will me.
Isn't it someone's birthday today, Pauline?
Oh yeah. Did you want to? Is that a no?
It's your brother's birthday today. How old was he? About 50.
It's 43. 43.
43.
Happy birthday, Chris!
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy. No.
We don't do that.
Jane in South Carolina was just off. Happy birthday.
43. Do you remember when it was a baby Dave, don't you?
I do.
No, he wasn't baby Dave. He was always Chris.
I remember when he was a young kid, he was very clingy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
What, to you?
No, not to me.
to Uncle Dave!
To his mum. Mum, he done that. No, no, no.
Was he?
No, it was only clingy.
He's a big brute of a man. Bald head, beard.
No, it's only not clingy like to alcohol.
clingy to a beer, yeah. Good lad, good lad. Getting married soon, isn't he?
Yay!
Yeah.
About time, 43. What's this, the fifth one?
He's been with her for years, I know, hasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah. Him and Susie have been together 20-odd years now. 21
and
years,
it don't
I
seem
think.
A day too long.
No.
Yeah. I don't even get lost myself.
Yeah. He had hair when they met, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, then, that tells its own story. Yeah. There's a backstory there.
And a waistline.
Oh, we've all been there. Well, happy birthday after we've slagged you off. Well, Wayne's World is clearly a comedy to me, not to used to. Seven is a...
I'm not ready to vote yet.
Thriller. No, I'm not. Well, you must
well,
be.
You're just sitting to be summarising.
No, I'm not summarising. I'm throwing it out there. I'm throwing it out there. So, Seven, right, is that... Oh, I tell you what, this is a tough question. Is Seven Morgan Freeman's best film?
I liked him in Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, with Clint.
I also liked him in Unforgiven with Clint.
Oh, I thought he was good in that, yeah. I liked that film.
But I think it's as good as anything, I think.
Shawshank?
I was going to say, what about
Shawshank's good.
I didn't think much of Andy the first time I laid eyes on him.
Well done, Pauline.
I watched it the other day, and it's so good. Yeah, but
I need to watch it. I've had it on Sky for a year. I still haven't watched it.
Well, you went away. I watched that. your version. Yeah,
Didn't delete it. Did you? Like, you did all our other programs?
Possibly, I may have done that.
That's annoying.
I recall. Yeah,
he's planner.
He watches it, and
no,
he has a heart attack if his planner's on 50%. Oh, we've got to delete some. Deletes it. Oh, I feel cleansed.
I don't delete stuff, it's you. I just delete stuff after everyone's watched it.
What is it with weird stuff just turning up on your planner as well?
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird, isn't
it? We don't press record with that.
That's probably him winding me up again.
Yeah, I bet it is,
It's not. Oh, God.
Five hours of babe station, bloody hell.
Is that all? Toilet rolls round the wrong way, lids going missing. I get the blame for everything in this house. I still will when I move out, probably.
I'm glad I don't live with you.
It's bad enough you have to sit in here for an hour a week.
Yeah, that I do.
Pauline.
Oh, yes.
Brad Pitt's best film.
Oh, I like Meet Joe Black. Oh, I like loads.
It's a very early Pitt film, that.
Oh,
as well,
I like it, though. I really like that one. But he's good in Fight Club.
Are you not
I'm not a big fan of Fight Club. I thought it was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely absurd.
What's the film where he's got an Irish accent and he does it Snatch. Really bad? Yeah, he's good
in
that.
Like the pikey guy.
Oh,
yeah,
he's good in everything. Right. I like him in everything. He can't go wrong. I like him in...
Are you a baseball fan? Do you watch movies, TV, or are you curious about the lives of professional baseball players or people in the entertainment industry? Then Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks is the podcast for you. hosted by Jeff Santo, a writer-director and son of a Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs baseball player. This podcast comes out every other Thursday with extraordinary guest interviews and surprise Cracker Jack guests. It's fun, it's emotional, it's peanuts, popcorn, and Cracker Jacks.
Oh, she's doing
Enter the Dragon, was that?
Crikey.
Oh, with Angelina Jolie.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Where they're oh, I like him and everything.
Yeah.
He can't go wrong for me. He's like Tom Hanks to me.
Here comes Angelina Jolie. Used to be Angelina Jolie. Now she's Angelina Jolie. She seems to have changed. Emphasis on the Lee.
I'm not sure.
Jolie. I've never noticed that they changed that.
No, I didn't, to be honest.
Thank you for your observation, though.
I like the Hollywood Bowl. I think he's brilliant in that. This is the old stuntman.
Yeah, it is good. Benjamin Button I like as well.
Oh, I like that. What about the Ocean's films?
I like the Ocean's films. I do like them.
A lot of people don't like them, but yeah, I think they're good.
I do like them. It's a good mix of characters. Yeah, I like it. But Benjamin Button is one of them films. It's almost like a Forrest Gump in that respect. It's like a journey.
Do you know, we nearly watched that last night, Benjamin Button. We've had it ready and Dad went,
had your finger on the Benjamin Button.
But Dad didn't want to. He went, oh, I don't know. Because I said to him, it goes backwards. And we were trying to explain to him and he went, oh, I don't know. Do you know what we ended up watching?
Oh, God.
Marley and Me.
Is that about a dog?
Yeah, that's like, what's this Wilson. Rubbish?
Yeah, you should start with Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I know.
Mind you, Marley and Me is sad.
Oh, I'm God. So
first
sad.
Time I watched it, I was wailing.
I cried first time, but I've seen it so many times since that I
wouldn't watch it again. I was, like a little baby.
Oh,
I was.
It's so sad.
My nappy was full, everything.
don't worry, you got your sock.
I've got one left. It was really sad, that film. And I can't really remember the details of why I found it so sad.
Oh, because it's the family dog.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I know,
and it shows you, like, when he dies and he's so loyal to them, and it shows you what goes back in time and all the clips of when you thought he was being a really naughty dog, but really he weren't.
I think it was the brothers. The brother sort of protects the other brother, sort of says, it's okay, that was the bit that got me.
Because you made you think of you and Mike.
Well, me waving Mike off in the back of a car.
Your relationship.
Yeah, Dad's saying, he's going to a good place.
All right, then.
Oh, okay, I'm an only child, yay!
I've never seen Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah, Dave,
that doesn't shock me, Dave.
I think Wifey would love it.
Oh, yeah, Wifey would love it, yeah. That's why he won't watch it.
Oh, we're a team, we watch things together.
Yeah, so watch it, it's good.
Benjamin Button, though, just as a side note, because he's old when he's born, and he's the size of a baby, but he's old.
He's old, yeah.
Then when he goes through life, he goes, and him and the woman sort of meet in the middle, don't they?
Yeah.
And they, and then as he goes, he sort of turns into a kid, doesn't he? So he's a kid. How do his bones shrink? It doesn't make...
It's not a real story.
Bobby's not real.
I know, but if you're going to do it, surely he's...
Doing a Dave.
But he has to be a baby at the end, doesn't he? Because she turns up as an old lady at the home, and he's at the piano, whatever. Yeah, I just thought, he's going
to
be
But what have you always said to Dave when Dave says, yeah, but it's just not real? And you always say, no, don't matter.
Is that my impression of me? No, don't matter.
Yeah, it's just like you.
Bastard. I think we've had enough time.
Hey!
Oh! I wondered when you were going to do it.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to press the button, Dave?
Is that one there?
That one there, yeah.
Diary.
Right, everybody. We whiz back to May the 24th, 1971. Work. Stay in all night, play cards with Yvonne and Steve.
Diary.
Which is quite strange, because Steve ain't really a card person, is he?
Why is he there?
Don't know.
Steve's my uncle. Dave's sister.
On a Monday night.
Husband,
well, I thought Sue not playing cards as well.
Well, she's not a cards person either. Nor Steve. Yvonne is.
Oh, Yvonne is. Oh, really a game of cards.
And she never wins.
No.
Oh, I never win.
I never win. Times I used to walk home in a barrel after leaving their house.
Oh, I used to love that, going there.
Took the shirt off me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it? We used to play cards over there, and I could just see her in bed now disagreeing with us, but it's absolutely true. We used to play cards.
Is it, though?
We used to play cards with about five or six of us. No, yes. Six.
We're going to have to call Yvonne during
and
the show.
And we played for money. And you used to get a couple of kitties go, but it used to build up.
Oh, it did, yeah. It's exciting.
Get really excited.
And you just knew who was going to win it. And then she'd win it, and she'd say, oh, that makes a change. I'll never win.
Always. That's like her catchphrase.
Yeah.
Oh, I never win, and she gets her swag bag over her shoulder.
All her chocolate bars on the table next to her.
Everyone's keys and jackets and shirts.
I remember when I won once, and I felt, well, because I was quite young, I suppose, you know, when you just feel like so rich, all these 5p's, like loads of them, and 10p's.
It used to be a lot, though. It used to mound, everyone chuck it in a bowl in the middle. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, those were tears.
People play cards anymore as a family?
Oh, we have done loads of times. Not so much
in
the last
cards.
Few years, but yeah, me and Chris, when we all get together, we've quite often played cards.
Yeah.
It's not boring, is it? And we've taught Reese. Last time I had Reese, I taught Reese how to play cards.
Do you play Uno?
No.
Oh. That's probably the most famous card game, isn't it?
As our family game, innit, with the kids and that. And what's their big game we play, Rob, at the moment?
Mexican Train.
What, is that a card game?
No.
It's
like a domino-based game, but it's more to it.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah, Mexican Train. It's really good. It's really
check it out, everybody.
Frustrating, but yeah, it's good.
Mexican Train, really good game.
Yeah, it is.
Quite expensive, isn't it? But then there's quite a lot to it.
There's a lot of weight, yes. It's a lot of dominoes.
Yeah.
Dominoes.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's not just dominoes. There's more to it. Is
yeah, there's no.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I understand.
We'll have a game after this.
Oh,
you will be able to understand the rules.
Charming.
Dave even bought a Mexican flag to display while we're playing
on a train.
there's a train and a Mexican flag.
I even took it to work and drilled a hole in the train to put the flagpole in.
Didn't you? This ain't a joke.
This is.
F-A-C-T. F-A-C-T.
It's glowing above your head,
Dave. I ain't heard that for a while.
No.
Yeah, I've been looking for an opportunity to do it. Well, it is a fact. Yeah, true. Well, we've had Diary now. Thank you very much for that, Dave.
I'm voting for...
Wait.
I might change my mind now.
I wanted to thank Mandy for a toilet
Mandy.
Roll.
For a toilet roll? Did she bring it in? Where is it?
Thank you.
She's a scatty cow. She's one of the most scattiest cows.
I read about that in Heat.
She's one of the most scattiest cows?
in the top
she's
five,
so
yeah.
Scatty.
You were number five.
Is she an Amanda who's turned into a man?
She's
Mandy, yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda's
she's
quite
a typical hot. Man. How do you imagine a Mandy to look? Oh, God, I hope she's not how do you imagine a Mandy to look?
A bit slaggy.
I mean,
bit of a tart.
Plenty of
makeup.
Already.
Bleach blonde.
Yeah, she is. Bleach blonde, long hair.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So she's very pretty.
I think I know her.
She's very, very pretty. Bleach blonde, long hair. Well, she's a hairdresser.
Is she on Babe Station?
she went around in 78, was she? Tulse Hill area.
Oh, she'd be laughing there.
So we've established Mandy is a whore.
What did you say about my friends? Mandy's a whore. Michelle's fat.
These are only your words, Pauline, you
yeah,
say before the show.
True, yeah.
What do they say about you? They're on their podcast.
Oh, it's much worse.
They're on their podcast now, just slagging you right off. Yeah. Thank you, Mandy, for that. Thank you very much. We have had our first Pauline versus Bob as well.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I hope they stay easy like that. Anything more complicated, no.
Toffee crisp, not there.
I can't believe it.
Whatever.
Shock.
You know, get over it.
What was the other one you said? What was the other one?
Lion bar.
That's surprising, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, but there's plenty of ones that you could have chosen.
Oh, yeah, dime. But I thought
Twix,
dime.
I mean, Twix, yeah. Kit Kat.
Crunchy was my next. That was on there,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, well high.
Yeah.
Well high.
Yeah, I'm glad you heard that. So, thank you very much to everyone taking part in this show. Dave, what's he doing?
He's ripping them up.
We ain't even voted yet.
I just voted this here. I might have to screw that one back together. But I don't think so, somehow. No.
Go on then, Dave.
I'm going for 7. 99.9 versus 0.1.
Same. 7.
Ditto. What film did they say ditto?
Oh, ghost. Ghost. They don't say, right, yeah. She don't say I love you, does
that's
he?
Right,
I love
yeah.
you too.
Ditto.
He just says ditto. Mm. So that when
tell her ditto.
Yeah, so that's it. And that's
ditto, ditto,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oda Mae Brown tells her that, and that's when she believes it's really him.
Yeah. And the coin on the door.
On the door. Oh.
And the cat.
I do like the film. And the cat, what?
Yeah, the cat meow.
God bless you, you're a prize out here, mate.
Forever. It's like Wolverine there. I mean, it's got to be 7. I mean, it's going to take some beating.
You'd have been a right idiot if you'd gone for Wayne's World over 7.
Jesus. Well, he would have been, he is.
I have been slagged right off in this episode, but at least I'm not Mandy. So thank you very much for everyone taking part. I've got a song. It is called Beautiful Mess.
Beautiful? Is there such thing as a beautiful mess?
Yeah, me.
Well, mess.
I mean, you're half right. Hey. This is a Beautiful Mess by This Your Conscience.
Who?
This Your Conscience.
That's a strange one,
isn't it? It is, and it's all one word as well, no spaces.
What?
Which is, I know, they've broken the mould there. Beautiful Mess, This Your Conscience. Any last words, everyone? No? Good. See you later.
Bye.
I am Jack.
Beautiful mess. I know you're finally through all this. I know you had a rough life, tough times. You spark one to get high, for you can't escape the pain. The little of your heart remains, but you got so much to offer. For that reason, I love her. You just ain't in the right position. I know you the type who doesn't care about the riches. Quality time makes exactly what you're giving. Nobody's above you, not even when you're bitching. Trying to support 3 kids in your life. Unlike other girls, you consider a wife. Studying up for school, then the 9 to 5. And you're still coming home to make love tonight. Girl, I admire your passion. You just get me excited. I'll go crazy in your absence. You just get me distracted. Girl, you're the one I really need. The one I want to haunt my dreams. In the dark, you shine like beams. There's no you without the me. Beautiful mess. I know you're finally through all this. I know you had a rough life, tough times. You spark one to get high, for you can't escape the pain. The little loving heart remains, but you got so much to offer. For that reason, I love her. Sometimes, I just let my mouth run, sipping on some damn rum, while we lay in our room naked. Why you riding me on top? Yeah, my name, baby, don't stop. Girl, you love it when I'm deep in your pussy and I'm pushing.
Baby girl, that's just not expressing what I feel for you. But you're the one I love, and that is all the truth. I'll be here by your side through the bad and the good. I might make a bit mistakes, but I will never disrespect you. I'll be open ear, so tell me what's the next move. Fuck what you hear, just know you got a real deal. I will always treat you right, there's no might if we fight. Can't imagine all my life without you by my side.
Beautiful mess, I know you're finally through all this. I know you had a rough life, tough times. You spark one to get high, for you can't escape the pain. The little loving heart remains, but you got so much to, for that reason I love her.